It scared me the first time I really saw the danger of these ghetto teenagers if they are ever sparked into violence. One sweltering summer afternoon, I attended a Harlem street rally which contained a lot of these teenagers in the crowd. I had been invited by some responsible Negro leaders who normally never spoke to me. I knew they had just used my name to help them draw a crowd. The more I thought about it on the way there, the hotter I got. And when I got on the stand, I just told the crowd in the street that I wasn't really wanted up there, that my name had been used, and I walked off the speaker's stand. Well, what did I want to do that for? Now, those young teenage Negroes got upset and started milling around and yelling, upsetting the older Negroes in the crowd. The first thing you know, traffic was blocked in four directions by a crowd whose mood quickly grew so ugly that I really got apprehensive. I got on top of a car and began waving my arms and yelling at them to quiet down. They did quiet. And then I asked them to disperse. And they did. This was when it began being said that I was America's only Negro who could stop a race riot cold or start one. I don't know if I could do either one, but I know one thing. It had taught me in a very few minutes to have a whole lot of respect for the human combustion that is packed among the hustlers and the young admirers who live in the ghettos where the northern white man has sealed off the Negro away from whites for 100 years.